Carrie's Couch. Carrie's
Couch. So just recently, someone asked me if I had heard of the Blood Sisters or Blood Sisters. So I thought, let me go and have a look. And I came across a site called crimescenecleanup.co.za, and it's all ladies, and they do exactly as the site suggests, crime scene cleanup. And I thought, well, wouldn't that just be an interesting Carrie's Couch, because I have so many questions, and I'm sure you do too. So sitting with me today on Carrie's Couch, we say a very warm welcome to one of the Blood Sisters, one of the team, Yvette Kuditsa. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Yvette, I honestly don't even know where to start. I am so intrigued. Let's just first of all, a little bit about Yvette. Yvette, where are you from? Where did you go to school?
Originally, I'm from the East Rand in Johannesburg. Went to Johan Heergens High. And then after that, I got involved in, after school, went into the mining sector as a quality controller. And now I'm part of this wonderful group called Crime Scene Cleaner.
All right, so that's what I was going to get to. As a little girl, at any point, Yvette, were you like, oh, when I grow up, what I want to do is clean up a crime scene? What did six-year-old you think she was going to do when she grew up?
I thought I was going to be a fashion designer. It didn't work out. And I got intrigued by the book that I read of the Blood Sisters. And I thought, this is something I can do. And you have to be on stomach to do this. And I realized I will be able to handle it. And now I'm part of them. And I love it. I love my job.
So you read the book Blood Sisters. Like you said, you realized that you have an iron stomach. How did that process go of joining the team? Is there some sort of like psychological test you need to go for before you are inducted? What is the training? Like, how does one get into this?
Well, the training, first they ask you if you can handle blood, and then obviously then you have to, because you can't do this job if you can't. And then you go for training, and it's quite an intense training. And your last day, your practical is done with either spade blood or pig's blood, and then you have to clean it. And if you don't do it right, you can't buy into this franchise, because this is such a specialized service we offer.
So when you say do it right, do you mean, okay, cool, I've cleaned the room, visibly I can see no blood? Or do they come through with those lights that you see on TV?
No. Rulene, she's got a very good eye for what to look for. They've been doing this for 21 years. So, for instance, if we have a crime scene and it's in a kitchen, and it goes underneath the cupboards, we have to remove, for instance, the wood, because it gets under the surfaces that we can't see to the eye. And then we have to remove that wooden panels or fascia boards or anything that's got contaminated and dispose of it. So, and hinges, for instance, your hinges in your cupboards, everything has to be cleaned. And we have specialized chemicals that we use to do the cleaning.
So I see here on your site, it says,
yes,
we offer our most valued clients the following services. I'm going to read out the services. I'm intrigued. Trauma incident cleanup, suicide cleanup, homicide cleanup, unattended death cleanup, decomposition and decontamination, industrial accident cleanup, hoarding cleanup and disposal of unwanted waste, gross filth remediation, vehicle cleanup, fire and flood, packing of deceased and distressed properties, fingerprint dust removal, and Aldi carb poisoning for pets. Which of these is your favorite to do?
I don't know. I think the easiest is the hoarding, because there you can just chuck everything into a skip and take it away. I think that's the easiest. But none of these are actually easy. And you can't say I've got a favorite, because it's very traumatizing. Even though we can handle it and we can do this job, it's still traumatizing for us as well.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask, because you know, there's like that Dr. Pimple Popper, which some people love watching. Some people just thought of it as too much, but that woman, she loves popping pimples, and it's revolting or it's wonderful, depending on who you are. So that's what I was wondering, like, for someone like you, do you go into like a crime scene? And I mean, yes, you know, there's a human life and, but I mean, this is your job now. So do you go into certain scenes with this like excitement and like, oh, this is a good one? Or is it really horrific for you every time?
It is horrific. You don't always know what you want to walk into, because people will phone us and say, listen, they'll ask, can you do the crime scene cleanup? There's blood. And we say, yes, this is what we do. What can I help you with? What is the scene? Is it suicide? Is it a murder? And depending on who phones us, if it is like body corporate, we can ask them. They're more easier to send us pictures, but if it's family, then they're more reluctant to send you pictures or videos. And they always want to know what's it going to cost. Uh-huh. And we can't tell you because we don't know how big is the scene and what it all entails.
I actually wanted to ask you, so how long after a crime has committed does it become your turn to get involved? Because I presume crime gets committed, then the police would be first on the scene. And then is it only once the investigation is done that you can come in? Because then are we sitting with possible, you know, bodies for days maybe in a space? Or how does that work? Is the body removed? Do you do anything with the body? Or are you just there for the remnants of?
Yes, only after forensics has been on a scene, then we can go in. So by the time we get to a scene, the bodies are removed. And but this is why I love my job, is once the family members phone you and they realize they got to the right company to come and assist them, you can hear the relief already in their voices. And after that, once you've done your cleanup and you can actually walk with them back into the house or the vicinity and show them, you know what, we reinstalled this person's dignity.
Mm.
And just to help the family members going through this, this is what is rewarding.
In South Africa, what's the top cleanup that you get called out to do?
Depends on areas.
Like in KZN, what would be the number one cleanup call?
We have a few suicides, especially lately. I think with COVID, there's a lot of suicides happening now. We also get a lot of vehicles where people are hijacked, or they try to commit suicide in a vehicle to be clean. And we had also a few for COVID, drivers driving down with a truck from Joburg to Durban, pass away, and then the truck has to get to the destination, but the person died of COVID, and then we go in, clean it, and then the next driver is ready to take the truck.
Oh, good grief. And this is a random question, but I have to ask this because I think many people must wonder this, Yvette. You are on the scene for, I presume, a relatively long time, depending on how large the crime scene is. Lunch breaks.
Yes.
Does one ever have the appetite to eat anything? Do you take food with you to work? And is there anything that you cannot eat because it's too much like a crime scene?
Well, the smell of iron all of a sudden is not one of your favorite smells anymore.
Huh. Is that because of blood?
Biltong fat, the white fat.
Yeah.
That's very much the same texture as brains. So you don't eat biltong with white fat anymore. Mince. Yeah, also can't eat a lot of mince anymore. But yeah, your diet does change. We don't often eat on site, on scene, purely because we want to get in the clean up and get that. You know, we do get scenes where it takes like 2-3 days, especially with waters. And you do have to take your lunch with.
Hmm.
You take your gloves off and then make sure your hands are clean, eat your lunch, and then you continue.
And when you're at the scene, and again, just, I mean, these might be ridiculous questions, but when I'm cleaning up at my house, maybe I have a cup of coffee, I put some music on, and I get to it. Do you try and set a scene, like a vibe for yourself? Because, I mean, I understand that one is you have to be respectful of the family and the space. The other thing is this is your job. So, I mean, do you have like East Coast Radio in the background while you're cleaning, or is it all in silence? Just how does a work day go?
Usually the family members won't be in the house when we clean. And then, yes, we will have the earphones in, listen to some music, because we can spend a quick site can be 5 hours just to clean a room quickly. And I'm being very facetious saying that, but you can't be just in dead silence. And you have to entertain yourself that way.
Mm.
But when family members do come around, you tend not to play your music loud, or you keep quiet. You're there to do a job, get in, get out.
Do you think that it's from a more emotional side? Do you think that the reason why the blood sister services do so well is because as women, we're just a little bit more empathetic, a little bit more open to that soft side, you know? Because yes, it is a job. And yes, maybe the novelty of seeing a crime scene wears off. But for someone's family, this is the only time they've ever dealt with something like this. Do you think that the fact that you're a team of women makes it a bit easier and a bit more comforting for these families?
Yes, I really do think so, because we're more compassionate as well. Usually what happens if you get to a scene, the females will start crying because they know why you're there. And then we try to comfort them as much as we can. It's very difficult because people's emotions are involved and they traumatized just by what happened with a loved one. And then we walk in there, and I think when we walk around with the respirators and the hazmat suits, it's also quite a reality of what we're doing. Yeah. And that can be scary, I think, at times.
I don't know if you are able to talk about this, but maybe like what is one of the worst experiences you've had? One of the most hectic scenes you've had to clean?
One of our other branches, what they had to dealt with at that point in time was a kid was put in a hot bath, and the skin actually came off the child.
Oh my God.
And Rulina and them had to clean that. Also the 4 murders, that's very gruesome. That's very ugly, that you can see people were tortured and the amount of blood involved there, it's not pretty.
Do you think that your idea of death, are you more scared of death that you work in this kind of industry, or do you now have sort of a healthy relationship with it, almost like the ocean? Like you respect it, you know that it's going to come one day, but you're not afraid of it.
The stuff we have seen, I think I'm more afraid of how I'm going to die. And I'm going to be blunt, hopefully not the way that some of these people have passed, because it's not pretty. You always wonder what went through this person's mind while this was happening, while they were bludgeoned to death or stabbed or tortured beforehand. Yeah, it's tough, very tough.
Yvette, do you, with the blood, the cleanup at least, have you learned a lot about forensics and patterns? Like when you go into a scene now, can you almost without being told what happened, can you work it out? Have you guys picked up that skill?
Yes, you can often see what happened, especially with murders, it's a bit more difficult. But suicides, usually in the bedroom on the bed. What is interesting is we found that men, when they commit suicide, they will use a gun. They want to go out with a bang, they make a mess. Where females, when they decide to do it, it will be more clean. Huh. They will take tablets, or if they do decide to slip their wrists, they will go sit in a bath and make it not as messy as what men would do.
Sheesh, that's just insane. I just think it's also just really important now, you know, if you're listening right now and this is kind of hitting home, we have so many different helplines. If you are feeling that there is no hope for you right now or no help for you right now, please don't let Yvette and her team be the last person to come and, you know, see your home and have to clean up your home. Please get help. There's always someone that can help you. It's not as bad as you think. Yvette, if I can also just ask you this question. Have you ever had anyone contact you from a criminal perspective? So not the police or something, but let's say I now have done something. I have committed a crime. I'm trying to get rid of the body. Have you had someone message you and kind of be like, hey, just randomly need some cleaning up here. Can you keep it between us?
Not yet. Friends and family always makes jokes, but not yet.
Not yet.
Because also, not yet. We're not allowed to clean a scene if there is not a police number, a case number.
Oh, okay.
That's an unnatural death. You know, if it's an unnatural death, we have to get the case number.
Okay, and so I guess a natural death wouldn't necessarily need a cleanup, right?
Depends then sometimes they decompose and they can be lying there for a month or two weeks.
Okay, okay.
And then the body fluids everywhere and somebody needs to clean it.
No, man, this is, do you enjoy your job? I mean, as you just said that, do you enjoy your job, Yvette? Like if everything paid the same amount of money, and I have no idea, and that's probably a good question to ask you next, but like, would you, is this your, you're happy in this job?
I am, because what we do and what we see, no family member should ever witness that. Okay. And no family member should ever go through and clean up a loved one's blood or brains or bodily fluids.
It's just like crazy that you even say things like this. And I don't want to know the amount, but pay wise, is it like a top earning job, or is it a kind of minimal salary, again, without asking you for specifics?
No, I don't drive a fancy car. I don't live in a mansion. No, this job you do because it's your calling. I can actually say if you do this, it's your calling.
So let's say someone is listening right now and they have gone, you know what, in my heart, I know that this is something I'd like to get involved in. How does one become a blood sister? I presume you have to be a woman.
No, you don't have to. We do have males in the group, but you can go and on the website,
mm-hmm,
and send your inquiry, or you can contact the national office number 08443333999.
Okay, I see it here. 08443333999. And another thing is, if someone is in a situation where they need a cleanup to happen, the police, they won't organize you. Hey, I need to personally get someone. So the police will come, they'll do the investigation, and I presume the coroner's remove the body. But after that's happened, it's up to the family to sort this out, right?
Yes. People are under the impression, the public, that police is doing the cleanup. No. Once they've done their job, took the fingerprints and the pictures, they turn around, they walk away. And you left as a family member with a mess to clean it up. And there's not, we're the specialists in this field, and not a lot of other companies does this. So if you think you're just going to phone a normal cleaning company, no. Also with vehicles, when somebody committed suicide, for instance, in a vehicle, no car wash is going to touch that car. Don't think you're going to take your company vehicle quickly and get it washed at a car wash. They won't touch it. Cool. We have to come out and clean it. And people don't realize that services like ours is out there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Does a life cover or a medical aid, or is there some sort of thing that we pay monthly that covers these kind of services, or is this a private fee that we must pay out of our pocket?
You pay out of your pocket. But for instance, if your furniture get damaged, for instance, then you can claim it. A lot of insurance companies will cover you. Depends on what your terms and conditions with your
good grief
insurance.
Well, I mean, Yvette, thank you so much. I mean, I'm still flabbergasted, but I mean, someone's got to do it. And I'm glad that there are people like you who have not just the stomach, but the passion to help these families. Online, it is crimescenecleanup.co.za. All the information is there. If you need anything else, you can also call 08443333999. And then also, if you want to join up Blood Sisters, you want to join them and get involved, there is a franchise option with Join Us there as well. Yvette, thank you. Do you have any work today?
No, we have a break today. We were busy this week where we actually went to a house where there was a murder committed, and we found the murdered weapon in the chest freezer.
What?
Yeah.
What was the weapon?
It was a hammer. And it's not, other franchisees has also found the murder weapons on scene. For instance, the one time they found the gas bottle where the son used the gas bottle to murder his dad. And they found it, and they actually had to phone the police to come back and collect the murder weapon.
It's mad.
It is bad.
Wow.
Or for instance, these stories like people went on holiday and they didn't realize the dog got into the car, but they didn't use that car to go on holiday. So when they came back, they found the dog in the car dead. And you know, that's also not a nice scene to see.
forget this. Obviously, animals also. There's just so much. Oh, wow. Yvette, thank you so much. It's such an interesting thing that you only really see on TV. And here we've got it right here in South Africa, right here in KZN, crime scene cleanup, Kerry's Couch. Thank you so much, Yvette.
Thank you, Kerry. Enjoy.
Have a lovely crime-free day.